It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 30th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $70,195. ETH is up 1% at $3,556. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $605. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Well, after sitting dormant for almost 12 years, a Bitcoin wallet has transferred its entire 500 Bitcoin stash, valued at nearly $35 million, to several new addresses. The wallet originally received the 500 Bitcoins on July the 14th, 2012, and Bitcoin's price was less than $8. This recent activity follows other notable Bitcoin transfers, including one where 2,000 Bitcoins mined in 2010 were consolidated into a single wallet, now valued at $140 million. These movements have sparked speculation about potential sell-side liquidity issues linked to new spot Bitcoin ETFs in the U.S. Well, late last night, crypto exchange Bitfinex dealt with an outage that briefly stopped trading. After about 2 hours, they identified the problem and started fixing it, restarting in view-only mode, allowing users to cancel orders before resuming trading. The issue was officially resolved at 3:48 a.m. UTC. Well, crypto trader Jordan Fish, aka Kobe, has launched Echo, a new angel investor platform for the crypto space. It's in beta testing and only open to self-certified and qualified investors. Echo aims to join together crypto investors for collective investments in early-stage projects addressing the fragmented nature of crypto investing. Fish acknowledges the platform's experimental nature, but believes in its potential to democratize early-stage crypto investing. The platform is currently invite-only with a detailed questionnaire for interested parties. Well, a UK judge has frozen £6 million of Craig Wright's assets to stop him from moving them offshore. The action aims to prevent him from avoiding court costs after losing a case where he claimed to be Bitcoin's creator. The judge ruled against Wright, stating he didn't write the Bitcoin white paper or its initial software versions. Wright's transfer of shares raised concerns that he might evade court costs, which amount to about £6.7 million. And finally, investment firm 1KX has successfully raised $75 million for a new closed-sided fund, marking a positive shift in investor sentiment towards the crypto industry. The round, which was oversubscribed, saw participation from prominent names like Mark Andreessen and Chris Dixon, along with Accolade Partners and Galaxy Digital. This recent funding brings 1KX's total raised amount to $275 million across two funds since the crypto bear market began nearly 2 years ago. The funds will be used to provide support to early-stage companies and token networks, offering technical assistance, financial resources, and infrastructure to help them grow and engage their communities. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.